Before I start, I do have a disclaimer. I know that this recording is very echoey, and I'm just at the drop of a whim deciding to record. It's pretty late at night. My baby is asleep. Our girls are asleep. So I wanted to do something really quickly that was just really strongly on my heart. Normally, my producer would come and we would do the recording in a better spot, but due to quarantine and COVID and all of these things, we've had to change a lot of things and I have not been able to record. So I want to apologize now for the sound of this recording, but it was such on my heart to record this and I didn't want to put it off any longer. So let's go ahead and dive into this podcast episode. Well, it's been a very long time since I've recorded, but I can promise you, if you just tune in right now, you are going to really take some things from this recording. So whatever you're doing right now, I know that many of you multitask while you are listening to me. I really want you to lean in for the next few minutes or so, because God really dropped this subject heavily on my heart, and there are some things that I want to share with you, all right? So, you know that I have so many stories, but there's a particular story that I haven't talked about very much. So, backtrack with me to around the age of 17 years old. Around 17 years old, if you didn't know, I am from Memphis, Tennessee. So at 17 years old, I was, of course, in high school and I worked at Magic Dollar, which is no longer there. But for those of you who are Memphians, let me know if you are a Memphian and you remember Magic Dollar. That was my very first job. And I worked there for like 2.5 years and I loved it. But anyways, while I was at Magic Dollar, I had some interesting run-ins with different individuals. And they were very hard for me. I want to talk in particular about two men who would come to my job. So if you've been following me for a very long time, then you know I've been very vocal about my experience with being sexually abused. I was sexually abused as a preteen by my youth pastor in the physical church building. So I won't talk too much about that because I've talked about it lots. But if you haven't heard my story, then just go to my Instagram page. I have a link there. Feel free to go ahead and get caught up on all that goodness. So, but I haven't talked very much in depth about this particular situation. But when I was around 17 working at Magic Dollar, you know, I would have lots and lots of customers. I loved interacting with customers. But there were two men who would always come to my job and they would prey on me. You know, they would do this thing where they would give me this look, or they would take my hand and, you know, tickle the inside palm of my hands, and they would look at me in a very sexual, demeaning way. And I'm not talking about men who were 17. I'm talking about men who were twice my age, men who could have been my daddy. And you all, I would leave out of that store and I would go home and I would take the longest showers ever. I would scrub my skin. I mean, I would scrub my skin until it felt like my skin was coming off. I would scrub it so hard because I wanted to scrub myself with shame. How many of you know what that feels like when you feel so ashamed of yourself? You feel so preyed on and you don't know what to do. And I never told my boss, I never told my mom, I never told anybody about that. But I would just stand in the shower and scrub and cry and scrub and cry. And it was around that age that I decided that I was so sick and tired of men taking advantage of me. Why? I was sexually abused as a young age. I, you know, didn't grow up with the best father figure. And now here it is. These men were preying on me. And I even got to college and had one of my college professors to do a similar thing. And it was around that age in high school, 17, 18, when I decided that, you know what, I was sick and tired of people messing with me. Maybe I was weak. Maybe I was too nice. Maybe I smiled too much. Maybe I was too happy. And that's the reason that people took advantage of me. And so it was around that age that I decided that I was not going to be sweet anymore. I was not going to be soft anymore. I was not going to be this sweet little girl. No, I was going to be tough and rough. And I was going to get people before they could get me. Why am I telling you this? Because if you're tuning into this podcast, and that means that something about restoring godly femininity is resonating with you. And before we can restore it, we have to go back to the place where it was lost. We have to go back to the place in us where we feel like something happened to make us lose that softness and lose that sweetness. And for me, it was abuse. For you, it may be something different. But I feel like there are a lot of women right now who are sitting there and you're in tears because you're remembering a part of your life where you realize that, wow, that is when I began to basically become rough and tough. So when it talks about restoring godly femininity, how do you do this? Let me tell you, number one, let me tell you what I had to do and what we all have to do. Number one is you have to confront the lies of the enemy with truth. Let me say that again. You have to confront the lies of the enemy with truth. When the enemy tells you that you're wasted goods, that you're not good enough, that no one will ever love you, that you're not smart enough, that you're not pretty enough. No, you have to confront those lies with truth. What is truth? The truth is God's word. What does he say about you? He says that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are formed by God in your mother's womb. It says that God knitted your inward parts. According to Psalms 139 and 13, as many of you know, I just had a baby who is like 7 weeks now, and we've been pregnant 5 times. Of course, we've birthed 4 babies. And every time I have that first ultrasound, which is around eight weeks pregnant, they're always like this little bitty ball of just, you know, you aren't able to see any legs or toes or arms or anything. It's just like this ball, you know. And then by the time you get to 20 weeks, then you start seeing toes and head and all these things. And then, you know, if you have another ultrasound even later, you know, with Judah, our baby that we just had, we had a later ultrasound and they were able to actually start seeing patches of hair on his head. And I started crying like, wow, you can see his hair in the womb. It's so amazing. And I want you to start understanding that the process that God took his time when he made you. Listen, let me say that again. God took his time when he made you. And so when the enemy tries to whisper lies to you, when people try to tell you things that does not line up with truth, you have to fight back and you have to confront it with God's word. When the enemy tells you that nobody will love you, you know, that you, whatever it is, whatever the things that has been plaguing you and weighing you down, you have to remind the enemy and yourself of the truth. You are fiercely loved. Woo, this is really getting good to me. So that's number one. Confront the lies of the enemy with truth. Number two, about restoring godly femininity. Because again, you know, of course we're going to talk a lot about God because we are talking about restoring godly femininity. Number two is you have to allow inner healing to be a continual journey. You have to allow inner healing to be a continual journey. So lots of people ask me, okay, Amanda, how did you go from the 17-year-old who was rough and tough? And you all was rough and tough. Nobody believes me now, but I used to be a fighter. I'm talking about, I used to love to fight. I used to love to do all the things, just fight and just be mean and just, you know, all of that. And why is that? Because I was, you know, I had gone through so many things that I had become numb, and I wanted to become numb because I didn't want to feel any hurt or any pain. And so when I allowed myself to go on this journey of inner healing, gosh, there are so many beautiful things that were opened up to me. Just a brand new personality. When I met my husband in 2009, he said something very key to me. He said, Amanda, you don't know your real personality yet. And that made me think, wow, I really don't know my real personality yet. Who am I? So lots of you right now, I feel the presence of God so strong that He is about to take you on a journey of inner healing to find out the real you. Some of you cry yourself to sleep. You're like, who am I? Who am I really? I don't know. Not the titles that you have, not, you know, a wife, a mom, a, you know, I work a job, I do this, I'm an author. No, who are you? Stripped of all of those things, who is the real you? What is your real personality? Who are you? If you allow God to take you on this journey of inner healing, you will rediscover parts of you that you never knew existed. And the beautiful thing about healing is when you're healed, you can then begin bringing healing to other people. And so as I went on this journey of inner healing, you all, when I look back at myself 10 years ago, 20 years ago, I don't recognize myself. Sometimes I look at pictures and I'm like, who is that girl? Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you right now, I want you to take a look at yourself in the mirror right now, because who you are today, you're going to look back at yourself even a year from now and be like, who is that girl? Your smile, come on now. I'm prophesying to somebody right now. Your smile will be bigger. It will be authentic. You will have joy. You will have happiness. That heaviness I feel right now, there's some of you listening to me who have been walking around with the spirit of heaviness. And I hear God saying that He is going to give you the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And when you have that spirit of heaviness on you, some of you, you walk around and you just feel so heavy. You feel like life is heavy. You feel like your days are heavy. But I came to prophesy to you right now as I'm sitting in my office recording this in this echoey office right now, that God is coming to give you the garment of praise. You're about to walk into a place of joy, of peace, of real happiness, of real security, of real affirmation, knowing that you are fiercely loved, knowing that your past does not dictate and determine your future. You're about to walk into the greatest days of your life. I love the scripture that talks about so much, every scripture that talks about joy. That's a homework assignment for some of you right now. I just want you to even just look up three scriptures about joy, because joy is about to be your new portion. Oh God, I feel that so strongly. So allow inner healing to be a continual journey. I have had to be healed from a lot of things. If you listen to season one, how God healed me from mother wounds, how God healed me from father wounds, how I was able to trust again when I've been hurt. I've been healed from many, many, many things. And I don't want you to be afraid of that journey. Sometimes we're afraid of the process of healing because we don't want to cry. There's some of you women who are listening to me, you don't even know how to cry. You've been so numb. You've tried to mask the pain so much that crying seems painful. But can I tell you that crying is healing? For some of you, you just need to let those tears flow. Allow God's healing virtue to flow through you, because tears are a part of God's beautiful process of healing. So don't be afraid of it. Is this getting good to you all? Ooh, this is getting so, 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 so good to me. And lastly, so number two was allow inner healing to be a continual journey. And we're all talking about right now is restoring godly femininity. Number three is community is key. One of my favorite scriptures is Romans 12 and 15 that says, rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. It is so important to be surrounded by people who are able to rejoice when you rejoice and mourn when you mourn. There are times that I've walked in seasons of my life where I've been so lonely because I felt so alone. Like I didn't have anybody to mourn with me, to grieve with me. And that's an awful place. That's an awful place. I told you all earlier that one way I was able to really heal from my miscarriage was that we had people around us that were crying when we cry. We've walked through some really painful, painful moments. And we've had people who have cried with us. We've had people who've rejoiced with us. So community is key. You are not an island. We are not meant to be alone. And many of you listening to me, you feel very, very alone. I want to invite you to be a part of my free community. I want to invite you to be a part of this journey. If any part of this podcast resonated with you, I want you to come and join our free community with thousands of other women who are on this journey, where you don't have to feel alone and you don't have to feel like, you know, everything has to be perfect. Because if you know anything about me, I am going to always be super transparent about every single thing that's going on. You know, not everything, of course. No one tells every single thing about their life. But I try to be very transparent with you all about the things that I encounter in hopes to help you to know that you are not alone. So come and join us in the Amanda Ferguson Show Podcast Club free Facebook group. I'm always in there. My team is always in there. We have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of other women who are in there, of all nationalities, all races, all cultures, who come together for one purpose: to grow in God together, but to grow in community together. You need a community. You need to be around other women who believe like you and who can support you. So I hope to see you inside the group. And as always, if you enjoy this podcast, do me a favor. Please share it. Please tag me. Please tell a friend. And remember that I want to see you in the group. Lastly, before I jump off and I'm like trying to speed through because I feel like my baby will wake up any second. But before I get off, we are starting a challenge called the Reinvent Challenge. And to join, simply go to podcastclubchallenge.com, and it's totally free. And it's a few days and a few prompts where it won't take more than 10 minutes, but it's really transforming women's lives all over the globe. So come on and join us. So two things: join the Reinvent Challenge and join us in our free Facebook group. I cannot wait to meet you and love on you. Before I go, I want to say a quick prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for every listener that's listening right now. I thank you for every woman who is listening right now and felt the love of Jesus come and pierce her heart. God, I thank you right now that your presence is overwhelming every listener from wherever they are. I thank you that your presence right now is overwhelming them. I thank you that your angels are present. I thank you that healing angels are present. I thank you that your healing virtue is present. God, I thank you that you're healing women who have been abused. I thank you that you're healing women who still have shames of abortions. I thank you for healing women who have come from a hard past. Maybe they had parents who were drug addicted, or maybe they've had to grieve parents or grieve loved ones. God, I thank you right now that you are going and you are healing the innermost parts of every woman that's listening right now. Women who have not been able to cry, who have been ashamed of their pain, who have been longing for community. I thank you right now that you're going to them right now in the name of Jesus and overwhelming them with your love, overwhelming them with your presence. I thank you right now that even the wall that they've held up, that they've tried to stop pain from coming in, that you're giving them the strength to tear those walls down and allow love to come in and allow people to love on them and allow people to embrace them. I thank you right now that you're going back even 10 years back. There are women right now who are living in the remains of pain that they've experienced over the last 10 years. And I thank you right now, Jesus, that you're going back even 10 years back, even longer, and healing the pain of every woman who's listening in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, I thank you for doing the work. And I thank you that you will continue to do the work in Jesus' mighty name. Woo! I love you. I just got a text. My baby's up. Perfect timing. So I gotta go. I'll talk soon. Bye.